Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the I Couple with Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Rob Parker on yet another vacation.
Wow.
In for him is none other than the super producer, Rob G. That's right, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live!
So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, this is going to be tons of fun. Rob G has been preparing for weeks for this one show. He's been embarrassed the last few times he's actually been in the arena with me, in the ring with me, filling in for Rob Parker. So he's coming prepared with notes galore
for
today's show. So let me welcome in my friend. How I treat him over these next 3 hours is business. But he is my friend, super producer Rob G. What up?
What's up, Chris? Let me just say I'm very disappointed in you that as a man of the Lord and someone I look up to, you would start off by lying through your teeth for the first 3.5 minutes of the show. Very disappointed.
Hey, Rob G, whatever helps you sleep at night, my man. All right, if that's the tact you have to take to live with yourself after these appearances on the Odd Couple, then so be it, bro. I ain't mad.
Look, man, I'm just going to say that you were... Speaking of going to sleep, I'm going to put you to sleep with these verbal haymakers I'm about to drop on you over the next 3 hours.
I think you're going to be easier work than Vanilla Husky.
Oh, come on. That's below the doubt.
Fired.
You say what you want about me and Husky and Big Short, but when you compare me to the Big Vanilla, that's where we got problems.
All right. Well, we got a great show, and we will let it play out over the next 3 hours. We got Seth Wickersham at the bottom of the hour. My former colleague, Rob, I don't even know if you knew, at ESPN the magazine.
I did not know
really
that.
Really good guy. Yes, yes. Love Seth. Great, obviously a great writer. Does a fantastic job of covering the NFL for ESPN. And he has a book out that is making waves, to say the least. It's called Better to Be Feared. And everybody in the sports world has been talking about it for the last few days. So we'll get him on at the bottom of the hour to go into that. And we got plenty of NFL and even some NBA. It's a lot going on in the world of basketball, too. So it's going to be a great show. Of course, super producer Rob G is with me on the mic. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. You know where he's at. He's in the crates because it's a funky flashback Friday. And on the updates, of course, our man, Steve DeSager. Who's filling in for you as a producer, Rob G?
We got our man, Brandon, behind the wheels of steel, behind Alex, doing all the heavy lifting in the producer chair.
All right. He's sweeping up the dust from the crates that Alex is in. So, Brandon, welcome, brother. Do your thing. All right. Let's get into it, Rob G. A big game. I am hyped. Been talking about it all week on television, on radio, and finally, we are 2 days away from, it's got to be. It's the biggest regular season game in the history of the NFL. I mean, it's not going to be the most competitive. Chances are it doesn't go down to the wire, although it could, of course. You know, the Patriots aren't nearly as good as the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the hype. You got arguably the greatest coach of all time. You've got definitively the greatest quarterback of all time. You've got their track record of 6 NFL championships equal to any other franchise. And they did it in 20 years. And then you got Brady leaving, going to Tampa Bay last year, and winning a Super Bowl in his first year. The storylines, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. The storylines are overflowing. And so, Rob G, it's the second most expensive ticket in the history of Boston sports. And Boston is a great sports town. The Red Sox, the Celtics, the Bruins. Nothing bigger than this game. And it's huge, Rob G. What do you think about the hype surrounding this game?
Chris, this isn't even a top three game this weekend. The most overhyped sporting event in recent memory. All right. Because of guys like you. Because of guys like Rob Parker who want us to believe that this is a game that we got to tune in and watch. Now, I'm going to watch it because it's my job, all right?
Hold on. Stop right there because you just told on yourself. Do you have League Pass, DirecTV, all that?
I do.
Sunday Ticket?
Yes.
But even so, you're going to miss some games. You're not going to watch every game. This game will be Sunday night. I mean, you got a baby, you got a loving family.
I do.
There's a lot you could be doing.
There is a lot I could be doing. But I'm a professional, so I got to watch it.
Nah, you dying to watch it.
No,
you
I'm not.
You need to watch it. You want to watch it.
Stop. No. And I'll tell you why. This is the most overhyped game or sporting event in recent memory for 3 reasons. Number one, when it comes to good games and things you want to watch and storylines, you want guys, and it's a return game, who legitimately don't like each other or there's some kind of beef between each other. And if we learned anything over the last 4 days, it's that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they're pretty cool. Like, their relationship ran its course in New England, and that's fine because that happens in sports pretty much everywhere. Like, Phil Jackson had to leave Chicago and the Lakers, not because he couldn't win or because he wasn't successful, because it was time. It was time to go. And for them, 20 years is a hell of a long time in football to be together. That's number one. Number two, you mentioned it right off the top. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers should roll over New England. You have a Super Bowl contending team in the NFC with arguably the best set of skill position players in all of football going against Mac Jones in what is his fourth start ever? And for all the time, for all the talk of the money that they spent in the offseason in New England with those two tight ends, they have probably a bottom third in the NFL set of weapons on the outside because Jonnu Smith has been kind of vastly overpaid, if we're going to be honest about it. That's number two.
He's had a few drops.
Number three, and this is probably the biggest reason why I'm not as hyped about it as maybe you are, is when Tom Brady gets introduced in Foxborough, he's going to get showered with, oh, Tommy, oh, he's the greatest of all time. And that's fine. And he deserves it for what he did in New England. But you know what I'd like to see? You know what gets me excited when it's a team that's not my preferred team and I have no vested interest in the game? Is let me see LeBron coming back to Cleveland. Let me see what that's like. Let me see Kevin Durant coming back to OKC. And the buzz and the tension that's in the air because you know something might pop off at any second. Like, this is going to be a Tom Brady victory tour, and the Bucks are going to roll. And afterwards on Monday, because you know Tom Brady lost his voice a little bit, I don't know if you're, he might be a little bit sick, you're going to get these random-ass headlines that say stuff like, oh, ill Brady has Belichick feeling sick as Bucks roll. Like, something stupid like that. So I just don't understand why everyone is so excited for a game that is not going to be competitive between two guys who are pretty cool with each other, and it's not going to be as tension-filled as we hoped it would be.
All right. Just what I expected. A superficial take. And that's what happens with a lot of the guys that come on and fill in for Rob Parker. You know, they're prepping, they're trying to, they're overdoing it. They're trying to be too deep, and they end up being very shallow, whether it's Husky, whether it's Ephraim Salaam, George Reister, Aaron Torres, any of the cats I bring in here and mop the floor with when Rob Parker's out, who I mop the floor with on a daily basis.
That's elite company.
There is major reason to be hyped about this if you go beneath the surface. See, I'm older than you, Rob G. I've seen a thing or two.
I don't believe you. I've
been around the block.
I've seen you on TV. I got more grays than you do. Are you sure you're older than me?
Well, I stay young. I use M-Drive. You know I use M-Drive.
I use M-Drive. That's a fact.
That's right. A brother staying young and vibrant. That's right. But anyway, let me go beneath your takes. Your tapes are floating in the shallow end. I'm going in the deep end, Rob. First of all, the emotion. It's a question. How will the great Tom Brady respond when there's number 12 jerseys all over the stadium? When there's a video montage on the Jumbotron, the scoreboard? Maybe even when Belichick, surly, emotionless, gives Brady a pregame hug. How's he going to respond? Will the emotion get to him? Will he be thrown off of his game? The great Peyton Manning said when he went back to Indianapolis, he could hardly function. He couldn't wait till the game was over. The great Emmitt Smith, leading rusher of all time, said when he went back to Dallas, he was literally sobbing like a baby in the locker room. Oh, there's no guarantee. I think Brady's going to do damage, but there's no guarantee. Because you never know how the big E is going to make you feel. Emotion, number one. That's the first reason. Let's see what the GOAT does with all the emotion. Number two, you talk about I want hatred. Just because you on the dark side doesn't mean the rest of America, the rest of football nation is on the dark side. Well, you want batteries thrown and mufflers thrown and all of that stuff.
I would love to see that.
You want stuff thrown on the field and players injured and it just gets ugly. Nah, it's going to be interesting to see Tom Brady take over Foxborough. Interesting to see the home crowd turn on one Bill Belichick.
Do you really think they're going to do that?
By cheering the opponent? I'm not saying they're going to boo Bill. But by cheering the opponent, you have turned on the Patriots at least for those 60 minutes. Now, if they just cheer him before the game, which is something else we want to watch for, if they just cheer him at the beginning, that's fine. But if it spills over into the game, if Brady is lighting them up and the fans are going nuts, oh my, what a sight to see. And then, remember, Tom Brady, we could see history. Tom Brady could, he's going to. Let's keep it real. Wasn't he 60-something yards?
He's
going
to break it in the first
yeah,
drive.
Yeah, to break the Drew Brees' all-time passing yardage record. That, and to do it in Foxborough for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, my goodness. And then Willie, I've said, I'm on the record, 350-plus yards, 4 touchdown passes. Will he go for 400-plus? Will he throw 5 TD passes? Will Gronk? Don't forget about Gronk.
Gronk might not play. He's doubtful.
If he does play, how about Antonio Brown? He had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll, to use Rob Parker's phrase in New England.
Is Antonio Brown even allowed to call it a revenge game, considering the reason why he's out was his own fault?
Well, considering the way they cut him unceremoniously.
They kind of had to, though. I mean, you know.
I get it.
Yeah,
I agree. But still, helps him get motivated.
Chris, let's just sum it up like this quickly. The other game that I'm really excited about is the Rams against the Cardinals. If those two teams were going, those games were going head-to-head, Rams, Cardinals, Patriots, Bucks, which one are you watching?
Well, fortunately, I've been blessed. I've got two TVs, so I'll have them both.
All right.
I don't have to answer that question.
Yeah, exactly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. But he's Rob G, not Rob P. Our super producer, Rob Guerra, in for Rob Parker. And he's doing a yeoman's job, I might add. Good stuff, Rob G.
I feel like I'm winning again, which is great.
Well, I mean, you're not winning. You're not even holding your own, to keep it real.
What is this? Is this the fourth time I've
filled
in, or the fifth?
You're surviving. You're hanging on for dear life. That's an improvement.
Yeah, I think I'm 3-0-1. I think the first one was a draw because you got me late.
No,
but
the first one, I slaughtered you. That wasn't even close. I mean, that
did I ever tell you the story about that first day? I recall, because, you know, it's very vivid in my mind. It was the infamous Kawhi Leonard.
I don't even remember it, really.
It was the one where I said that Kawhi was the most replaceable superstar in the NBA.
Yeah, that didn't go.
No, I learned a fun fact. Well, two fun facts from Chris Bouchard, because he's a veteran to this game. Number one, to win a debate, you don't always have to have a point to debate if you can just debate against the other person. Because Chris never picked a person who was less valuable than Kawhi. He just argued against me, and he got the crowd on his side. That's number one. Number two, never read the comments, man. Like, I remember I was in a deep, dark place on YouTube and Instagram. Just, oh my gosh. It was rough.
You know, Nick Wright, my colleague or co-host on First Things First, he told a story when he first got into, you know, sports radio, and you're giving these opinions, right? And he started reading the comments, and he's getting killed. And he was like, I don't know if I can do this. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
I mean, you question, can you continue to do this? Obviously, he did, and he got past that. But, yeah, that's why I don't pay attention whatsoever to the comments.
right. Like,
that's not really why, but it's a bit. I got things to do, man. Yeah, I can't be sitting on my phone.
I know this is
Twitter
not the same thing by any stretch of the imagination, but it's the same reason why I could never want to be president. Because even if you win, half the people already hate you. And you could say the same thing about working in sports media, especially now where you got to have an opinion. No matter what you say, people are going to be like, that's stupid. I hate you. Like,
some
you're
people
dumb.
Are.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know what I say, and obviously you hear it at the top of our show. I look at Jesus, and Jesus never sinned, right? That's what the Bible teaches. That's the faith in Christianity. He never sinned. And yet some people hated him to the point where they killed him. So that's a lesson for everybody out there. Whether you're a Christian or not, you cannot please everybody. If a man who actually never sinned, right, couldn't please people and had enemies, then you can't hope to please everybody. So you have to understand, if you do a job in the public eye, politician, athlete, you know, preacher, radio host, broadcaster, whatever it may be, actor, entertainer, you're going to have those that don't like you. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you'll be and the more peace of mind you'll have.
Yep, Chris, look no further than the man of the hour and really the man of the season, last two seasons in the NFL, Tom Brady.
Well, that's a great point. And you're, you know, Rob Parker obviously is national Tom Brady hater number two. Right.
Yeah, he was mad that he lost to Max Kellerman.
He's mad that he wasn't number one.
That's right.
But Max has kind of come around a little bit on Brady. And so Rob might be hater number one. Because he's sticking to his guns, you know.
Yes,
nine years ago, he said Tom Brady was done.
Yes.
Three or four Super Bowls later, he's still saying the same thing. But you're a low-key Tom Brady hater, too.
Yeah, well, I have a reason, because I'm a Raider fan. So that Tuck rule was enough for me to already get off on a bad foot with Tom Brady. And then since then, it's not that I dislike him. I still think he's the greatest quarterback ever.
Okay.
It's just that I think in the media, we give him too much credit sometimes.
Well, we give – and obviously –
Same thing with LeBron. LeBron gets
I'm
the same
adamant
thing.
He's the GOAT. Right. We give all of the quarterbacks too much credit, right?
Yes.
Even to the point of that the league the money they get paid is out of line with the rest of the league. It really is. And I'm not – I would say quarterbacks should be the highest paid. But no matter how good of a quarterback you are, you can't do it without your linemen and without great skill position players.
Yeah, we saw Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Right. So even the league overvalues quarterbacks. And then you brought up LeBron. And in basketball, whoever the superstar is.
Yep.
We do give them the lion's share of the credit. So you're right on that. But I'm going to say this, and we're obviously getting ready for the big game, Rob G. And it's really centering, I would say, correct me if you think I'm wrong, I would say that the bulk of the off-the-field talk and all the drama that comes with it is really centered on why Tom Brady left and the fact that he, you know, what led him to leave.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's where the bulk of it is. Why did this great duo and this great dynasty come to an end? And I'm going to say this, Rob G. I'm glad Tom Brady left.
Wow.
I am glad he is no longer with the New England Patriots. And here's why. Because I believe that Tom Brady would not be doing what he's doing in Tampa Bay if he were still playing in New England. I don't think he'd be having nearly as much individual success, and obviously that's led to team success. He won a Super Bowl last year. He wouldn't be having nearly as much individual success as he's having now were he to stay in New England. Because I say, you can vouch for me, Rob G, his last year in New England, I said it. He is no longer good enough. He's still a good quarterback, but he's no longer good enough to carry mediocre skill position players deep into the playoffs. And we saw that. The team was good. They were 12-4. But when it came to the playoffs, they went out quickly because he didn't have anybody to throw the ball to. And what was the storyline? He can no longer throw it downfield. He's just got a dink and dunk. And yet he gets to Tampa Bay last year, and he's throwing the ball all over the yard. At 43 years old, Rob G, he threw for the fourth most yards in his career. And so I love watching Tampa Bay. And people, look, I'm not this humongous Tom Brady fan. I give him the respect he deserves. I think he's the greatest quarterback ever. And that's what I argue. But I'm not like a huge Tom Brady fan. But I do like seeing greatness. I like seeing records broken and heights challenged and you know, people setting new standards. I like that. And Brady's doing that, so I like seeing that. But so watching them, Rob G, I love watching their games because he got so many weapons to throw it to.
Oh, they're loaded.
And he throws it. He is throwing it downfield as much, if not more, than any other quarterback in the league. He's got AB. He's got Mike Evans. He's got Chris Godwin. He's got the three tight ends. He's got Scotty Miller, Tyler Johnson. I mean, it is unbelievable the weapons that he has, and he's utilizing them. If he was still in New England, and I know Belichick went out last year and spent all that money, but they still don't have good skill position players. They still are below average in those departments. Their running back situation so bad they had open tryouts earlier this week. I darn near flew to New England myself to give it a one last college try. Psych. But you know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous. And Brady would be playing okay. They'd be a playoff team. I'd certainly believe that. But they wouldn't be a Super Bowl team. And Brady wouldn't be putting up the numbers that he's putting up. Rob G, he went from 24 touchdowns in his last year in New England to 40 in his first year in Tampa. That's the second most he's ever thrown in his illustrious career. That's the second most touchdowns he's ever thrown, and he's on pace to break that right now. So I'm glad he's gone. And I ain't even talking about because of the storylines, because, oh, we got this big game to look forward to Sunday night. I'm glad he's gone because he is able to show that he's still a great quarterback, and he is – it's fun to watch the completions, the wins, the fly patterns, the go routes, the all of that. It's fun to watch him work the game. So I'm glad he left.
Yeah, Tampa definitely has one of the more exciting teams to watch.
Oh, my God.
I would say that them and the Rams, even more than the Chiefs,
really?
Are the two most exciting teams to watch.
Wow. I got to throw the Chiefs in there.
Just, you know, I mean, the Chiefs are great, but, it's not just the talent that they have out there. It's how they utilize their talent. Like, I think that Tom Brady gets more out of Chris Godwin and Mike Evans than Jameis Winston ever showed.
No doubt.
Like, I know he put up the big numbers, but it wasn't the same. It was always coming from behind. It was the Rob Parker, Stat Padford numbers. Yep. But you made a great point. I mean, his last season in New England, there's a reason why only two teams made offers for him. You know, it was his lowest completion percentage in 5 years. It was, I believe it was his lowest yards in 5 years, lowest completion percentage in 10 years.
Yep.
Like, the wheels had fallen off. And to your point, if he was still in New England, maybe they're probably 3-0. So, you know, he's a good quarterback. You know, they would have found ways to win. But you know what we'd be talking about this weekend? Rather than, you know, oh my God, Tom Brady's big return to New England. We'd be talking about how Tom Brady just lost his number one receiver, running back James White, to injury.
Right.
You know, like, that's what we be discussing. Can Tom Brady do it again and makeshift this receiving core headlined by former Raider Nelson Aguilar? You know,
so
like,
would you go as far? Would you agree with me? Or would you say you're glad that he left?
I can't say that I'm fully glad because the Patriots are one of those villainous teams that people love to hate. So it would have been nice to see.
Well, you should love it that they're not good.
It would have been nice to see Brady and Belichick, you know, becoming grasping at straws, trying to stay, you know, at the top of the game. I think I would have enjoyed that for my own personal vendetta against them, to see them struggle.
You're on the dark side.
Yeah, to see them struggle a little bit. But as a football fan, I mean, it's great to watch them play.
Oh, they're must see TV. They are must, and not because you want to, either you like Tom Brady and want to see him win, or you hate him and want to see him lose. Like you said, if you just like the game of football, Rob, then you got to like watching Tampa Bay. Because the way, it's like watching Aaron Rodgers. You got to like watching that. Because their air show is fantastic. So, yeah, I said it. I'm glad Tom Brady left Tampa Bay.
Are you going to be glad when Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay?
Oh, you know what? I think I will, honestly. And I'm not totally convinced he leaves, but I think I will be. Like, if he were to go to Denver, and obviously Denver's playing pretty well with Teddy Bridgewater, but assuming they come back to Earth, if he went to Denver with that defense.
And those receivers, they have good receivers too. Like, don't let the quarterback situation fool you. I know Teddy Bridgewater's okay, but they got some weapons up in Denver.
Yeah, I think it's similar. I mean, granted, he's got, you know, Devontae Adams. There's no greater weapon than him, but he's
as
got
a collective,
running game too.
As a collective, he doesn't have group like of receivers host. Is right. way better than anything that Green Bay has.
Right.
Green Bay has Devontae Adams
of weapons
as the first, second, and third option, and then the next guy.
Yeah, so I think I would be excited if he goes to the right team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob G in for Rob P. And our next guest is the founder of BostonSportsJournal.com. Does a great job of covering sports in the Boston area. Greg Bedard. Greg, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up, gents? How are we doing tonight?
We are good. What's up, man? Greg? It's great to have you on. And obviously, we've got this huge game coming up Sunday. Let me ask you this. Do you think the fans in New England, obviously, I would imagine they're going to cheer Tom Brady raucously in the pregame. Will they cheer for him throughout the game, or once the game starts, will it be he's the opponent, he's the enemy, we're booing?
I think that they will cheer him very well. I would say in the pregame, maybe introductions, start of the game. Chris, I've been through this before. I covered the Green Bay Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel back when Favre came back as a member of the Vikings. So this is not my first rodeo in one of these games. Now, it was different. Favre orchestrated his departure from New York to go to Minnesota specifically to torture the Packers twice a year. So it's a lot different. So there's a lot more animosity between all sides. So this is a little bit different. But you know, I think what I distinctly remember from that was the sight in pregame of Brett Favre trotting out in a Minnesota Vikings uniform. It was jolting. And I think it's going to be jolting the Patriots fans. I think they probably think, oh, well, we've seen him play for over a year with the Bucs and on TV and winning Super Bowls. Like, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Trust me, it's going to be a big deal. Until you see it in your own backyard, it's very jolting when that happens. So I think there's going to be some uneasiness, sort of. I don't know what to do at first. I think they'll settle down a little bit, and they will cheer Brady. I think they'll cheer when he sets the yardage record, which should come some point in the first quarter. He probably hopes it happens on the first drive, on the first play of the game. And then I think it'll settle down and sort of everybody will retreat back into this is a football game mode. That's what happened at Lambeau with Favre.
Greg, given what we've seen since the breakup, you know, Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl and the Patriots, you know, not saying becoming an also-ran, but really struggling since Brady left. Do you think there's a segment of Patriots fans that say, I know Tom Brady's pushing 50, but we'd rather have him as our quarterback for 2 years than Bill Belichick as the coach for 10?
Mm. Oh, yeah. It gets worse by the week, to tell you the truth, Rob. I mean, I think they gave Bill the first year mulligan, and they were like, they weren't thrilled about it, but COVID and all that and, you know, resetting the salary cap, okay, fine. You know, he spent a boatload of money in the offseason, more than anybody else has in guaranteed money. Took the quarterback in the first round, decided to start him. It looked like before the season that they were going to have a kind of a soft open. Like, I would think most people expected the Patriots to be 3-0 headed into this game. And, you know, maybe, you know, playing a little bit better and having a decent chance. But, you know, to be 1-2, to drop two winnable games at home, they're already 0-2 at home against two definitely beatable teams, and losing, you know, they faced Tua, Zach Wilson, and Jameis in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah,
not exactly murderer's row.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, yeah, you better believe that if things go bad on Sunday night quickly, the focus from here on out is going to be on Bill and can he get this done?
I'm stunned to hear that. We had a guest on who I'm sure you know well, Michael Smith, who used to work in Boston.
Yep.
He said that we asked him pretty much that same question. He said he thought the fans would it'd be a while before they would kind of turn on Belichick.
Nope.
He said the media wouldn't show nearly as much mercy because, I mean, we're not there in Boston. We see Bill's, you know, personality at the press conferences. Doesn't seem like he gives you guys very much. Would the media have any mercy on Bill, or would they go for the jugular if he's struggling?
Well, I think it kind of depends what media you're talking about. I mean, there's a young segment of the media now, and I'm sure you guys see it in all, you know, the markets that you guys are in, you know, where a lot of this media has gotten younger and younger. I mean, most of the media on the beat grew up as Patriots and Brady fans. And so it's different for them. Those of us who have been around a while, and I've covered the league for two decades, we're going to be harsh on them. But I think the most important thing, Chris, is, you know, the fans, they need to see something quickly. They, like, look, okay, last year was last year. They've gotten off to a slow start because of how many guys they added in the offseason, and nothing's really clicking yet. And, you know, strengths that they thought they were going to have, the offensive line, the front seven on defense, none of it is working as planned. Okay, so we get that. And we get that Brady's probably going to rub our faces in it on Sunday night. But after that, you know, they need to show some improvement quickly as the season goes along. And I think the big thing is, and I sort of learned this from Green Bay, is they need to see something out of the quarterback that says, okay, fine, you made that decision, but at least now we know we have the next guy. At least Rodgers, remember, the Packers were 6-10 the first year without Favre. You know, a year after going to the NFC Championship game, and they should have won it, except Favre blew it on an interception against the Giants. The next year they come back, they go 6-10, and but the thing was, Packers fans were mostly patient. I don't want to say they were, because they started 4-4 the next year, and they wanted to fire everybody. But at least you could see there was a talented next guy at quarterback. Is Mac Jones that guy? I think he is. Is he? Has he proven that? Hell no. And he's going to need to do that fairly quickly for people to be like, okay, Bill, we'll be patient a little while longer.
Greg, I'm glad you brought up Mac Jones, because we spoke last week about how, you know, Mike Lombardi and Boomer Esiason both said, hey, if we did a redraft right now, that Mac Jones is clearly the number one pick. And it seems like on the national level, people really like Mac Jones. They think he's a very impressive young quarterback. Are you saying that in Boston that they're not really seeing that as much?
Well, no. I mean, I think there's, look, you know, this guy's following Tom Brady, so there's a lot of prove me involved here. Like, they're not just going to be like, you know, all right, so you beat the Jets in week two. Awesome. Like, let's jump on board the Mac train. I mean, look, I think overall people like what they've seen. I think they understand that a lot of what happened last week wasn't his fault, and this is not how they're supposed to play. I mean, look, the Patriots need to play a specific way. They need to run the ball well. They need to protect the quarterback. They need to run play action off of that running game to get some of these guys space to operate at receiver and the new tight ends. And they can be successful. But, you know, I wouldn't say anybody after three games is like, you know, yes, they bought a lot of Mac Jones jerseys. That is for sure. But I don't think there are a whole lot of fans who are like, all right, well, I'm definitely sold. We have our next guy for the next 20 years. We're going to win multiple Super Bowls. I think they feel good about it, Rob, but I don't know if they're 100% sold yet. And, you know, a lot of what happens this season will determine that.
Greg, look, no matter what happens with Belichick over the next few years in New England, his legacy is obviously set. All right, 6 championships, arguably the greatest coach in NFL history.
But
that's kind of getting to where I want to ask you this question. I've talked on this radio show about how without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick hadn't even been average. I mean, he's made the playoffs once out of 8 years, and obviously that includes 5 years in Cleveland. But even without Cleveland, even with Drew Bledsoe, who was a Pro Bowl quarterback, they were 5-11 before Brady took over an 0-2 team the next year. He's won 77% of his games in New England with Brady, 47% without Brady. How legitimate do you think it is or fair to really question Belichick without Tom Brady?
Look, I think Bill Belichick is a great coach, one of the greatest ever. For me, it's between him and Paul Brown, who's number one. Different eras, hard to really judge. That being said, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, he's going to have to do it without Brady, or do something without Brady, or else his coaching headstone is going to read, you know, it's going to have two distinct lines. It's going to have all these great numbers, and then it's going to say below 500 without Tom Brady. And until he changes that, I think he's going to change it. But until he does, and does he need to win a Super Bowl? Yeah, probably in the next 3 or 4 years he needs to win a Super Bowl. But I would say just a mini battle in this war is definitely Sunday night. If he can somehow figure out a way to pull off a victory in that game, it almost levels what Brady did last year. I mean, that's how big of an upset it would be. That's how much it would reinforce his legacy as a genius, and he wouldn't have had Tom Brady to pull it off.
All right, Greg, great stuff, man. We appreciate you. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll get you on in the future.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.